Good afternoon to you. Happy stupid bowl.
Oh, don't be a hater.
Oh, sorry.
Don't be a hater. Come on, a lot of people out there still watch football.
Even
though so many of them are not patriotic.
No, I saw the best meme ever. I saw it. I'll post it online. How dare the NFL put up stadium walls to keep people out who didn't buy a ticket? Hashtag not my Super Bowl.
There you have it right there.
There's a protest for everything.
Sure there is.
Yeah, if you want to be mad about it, there is something you can just, you know.
Oh, there's always, yeah.
Throwing shoes at your TV is out though. Now, though. You need to go burn down a, you know, business. Oh,
uh-oh.
Something bad happened.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. No,
just keep talking. Just keep talking and pay no attention. I'm trying to get wild.
It's Oz.
We have entered the
great
Wizard of
and
Oz.
Powerful.
Somebody pulled back the curtain. How confusing.
You may lose your headphones momentarily. Just keep talking. Trust me.
They're going to fly off my head, or they're going to go silent?
No, I mean, you're going to lose the audio.
Oh, okay. Darn, I thought they were going to fly off my head. I was kind of excited. I was going to watch Phil more closely.
Yeah.
Because he wears his backwards, so
I know it.
I just wanted to see what it looked like.
Left is right and right is
left. Will
it
get tangled in our glasses and pull them off our face as well?
Yeah, boy. Hey,
obviously the second hour is much more exciting than the first hour.
A lot of stuff going on the second hour. First off, let's thank our sponsor, Powerhouse Solar.
Yeah, do it.
They will do all your solar, commercial, residential. They do it all. Get a hold of Bruce and Sue over there. The phone number is 530-275-5600. They'll do a crack job for you. Been in town a long time. Very professional. So Powerhouse Solar, they're the guys to go to. You can also get them online at powerhousesolar.com.
Ta-da!
There you are.
And, you know, if you would like to support the programming that you're listening to here for the 2 hours every Sunday afternoon at We the People, we'd be happy to have you. You can give us a phone call. My phone number is 530-515-7135. And Bill is almost the same.
Yeah, 515-7703.
Check.
Yeah.
And you can find us online. All that good stuff's on there. WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Yeah, there's actually a little sponsor section you can go to and have all our
contact. You can even just put in $5 if you want. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if you, our emails are on there, so if you have ideas about programs or you've read a great book and you'd like to hear more from the author or stuff like that, we would love your ideas. That's where we find all this good stuff. Last week, our student down there, third-year student at UC Irvine, Peter Van Voris. Holy cow, we had like over 600 people on Wednesday listened to the archived program
of him. Well, didn't we have almost 2,000 people last week? It was crazy how many people tune in on the archives.
All around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that interesting? A student at Irvine talking about what's going on with the millennials that are actually conservative and how victimized they are. Fascinating that would draw so many listeners.
Yeah.
So, you never know what's out there. I find a lot of fun things on Twitter, but I know a lot of people are on Facebook. So if you read something and think you'd like to know more about it, shoot us that information. We'd love it. That's why we have such good variety, because people send us things.
What do we have on the second hour?
We have been all the behind the curtain over there, has been happening with Dr. Lyle Rapacki. He is a private sector intelligence, behavioral analysis, and threat assessment specialist. God knows we could use the behavioral analysis thing a lot.
Yeah, he's got lots to work
lately,
with lately.
That is a target-rich environment. Since June of 2010, Dr. Rapacki has provided selected members of the Arizona legislature intelligence briefings on border security and threats to Arizona's sovereignty. He's got a really long resume with all sorts of good things in it. He's an all-around smart guy, but he's fun, so we have him back on a regular basis.
Yeah, he can handle our buffoonery.
Yeah, just being an all-around smart guy doesn't actually get you through the door twice. You have to actually be kind of fun. And he's just full of information. He sends out all sorts of good things, and you can find that on the page for today. And I guess we should tell you who we are. I'm Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin.
Yeah, see, every time we do it just a little bit different, just to keep you thrown off your game. So,
Lila's on the phone.
Now that you guys have decided, what did we decide? Did we land on Skype? Did we wind up with the phone?
No, we're doing the phone.
All right, we landed on the phone. So. A lot of struggle going on around here.
Yeah.
Looked like an MMA cage match
easy,
over there.
Anybody could do it, let me tell you. We're trained professionals.
Phil and I are on the other side of the table. We can't touch any of that. All right.
Skype is having issues.
Oh, Skype is sick. So, what's happening over there in Arizona land?
Well, Aaron and Robert and everybody, how are you? I finally got through. I was beginning to think that you didn't want me after you called me at midnight.
Oh, don't ever think that.
After I emailed you at midnight the other day and said, hey, you want to come on? And it was like, hey, why isn't he not answering me back?
Well, I send my check out faithfully every month so you'd be my friend. And yeah. I thought, well, maybe yes. Something happened.
Hey, Lyle, I love you, man. Don't think that way.
Okay, I'll feel better. Tomorrow in my counseling session with my counselor, I'll feel better.
Yeah.
Hey, so how handy has that behavioral analysis?
He's been triggered.
We triggered him, that's right. But can you have microaggression over the phone? Don't you have to see that? I don't really understand what it is, actually.
Oh, you guys. You know, this is good. I needed this today because my Packers are not in the Super Bowl, so I've been in a depressed state, and now this is lifting me out of it.
Oh, so, yeah. So you're posting under hashtag not my Super Bowl, too? Not just because of the fence, not because of the walls.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So what are we talking about today?
Well, you know, we've been...
I want to know why you live in Arizona, but you're a Packers fan.
Bob has needs.
I will even tell you that I went down to the frozen tundra, and I actually touched it one time years ago. Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah, that was all you needed.
Let me tell you, I was good for life. I was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I had just spoken just south of there. I'm sorry, just north of there, and I had a few hours to kill before I got on the plane again, and I thought, oh, you got to be kidding. I'm this close. And so I drove into Packer Stadium. There was nobody around. I went to the gift store and walked through there and just was like a kid in a candy shop. And the lady got talking to me, and then a groundskeeper came up, and they were just talking, all three of us, and I said... he said, have you ever been here? And I said, no, this is just great. I said, the closest I came is I played football at NAU, Northern Arizona University, and my coach, Coach John Simak, played for the Packers. Well, they immediately lit up and said, we know who Coach Simak is, and you played for him? And I said, yes, I did. Well, come on down. And I thought they were kidding, but I got to go touch the
down on the field, huh?
Whoa. Oh, I couldn't talk for many, many, many minutes, which is quite a thing. And I just stood there. Oh yeah, it was big. So thank you for bringing me on today. This is good. It's picked up my spirits. I'm happy again. So what do you want to talk about?
I have to tell you that we were in Charlotte, and we went by the Speedway. Same deal. It was empty, and it was like, hey, let's go in there. So we went walking in there, and I got to scurry up the flagman's, the flagman hangs over there in the little tower. I got to tell you, that is super scary. You're like way out over the pavement and stuff. It was, you got to have, you know, you got to be fairly brave. I could only think of, well, the only thing speeding under us was a van.
Yeah, for like
a 10-passenger van.
It's like for $50, they'd put you in this van, and you could drive 100 miles an hour on this track. Well, on that track, 100 miles an hour is like a Volkswagen in the slow lane.
It was actually funny. It looked like he was in
the
sand.
Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty.
So anyway.
Not exciting.
We've all had our... Now we've totally confessed that, and other people are busy analyzing us.
Wouldn't they just love to know that we all have group every week together?
Obviously, it's not on Skype because we can't figure out how to work it.
No, it's not on Skype because I can't figure out how to get through, or they block me. I think my phone number's blocked. They won't let me in.
There's a little red light that goes off. It's him again.
Oh, Dr. Lyle's on. Okay, listen.
Yeah, forget that.
Shut it down.
Make the phone busy.
Either that or everybody get on. It's going to be fun. So I think we actually
You're supposed to be the security expert.
We have to actually take a break, I think, because we've screwed around so much. What the hell?
This is a good show for you.
We ran the commercials long trying to get you on.
We pride ourselves in being very informative.
Do we have to take a break, Bob? Is it a rule? Are we doing that? What are we doing?
Is it a rule?
Yes.
It is a rule.
It's a rule. You've got to pay the light, though.
I hate rules. I'm so bad with rules.
All right.
We make them up as we go along.
Exactly.
Well, this will be a
quick break. Which is how all rules should be. Really swift break. We're here with our friend Dr. Lyle Rapacki. We're going to come back and talk about serious things here in 2 minutes. That was the comedy portion of the program, and sorry, that's the best we have. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
Okay,
you could only wish it was that kind of a riot going on.
Yeah, not just because we were goofing off in the first segment, but...
yeah, that was a riot.
That was a riot.
That was a riot.
Yeah, we're old, so that kind of riot is where you laugh. But the other kind of riot is where you burn down Starbucks and all sorts of other stuff. And Dr. Rapacki sent us a terrific article about the Oath Keepers. He's a charter member of Oath Keepers, so he would know about this. And apparently they infiltrated some subversive groups. Do tell.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Do tell.
Well, we're seeing across the country, not in any one particular state, but in multiple states, simultaneously almost, a number of disruptions, civil disorders. And while it appears like they're mostly students, that's how it's being portrayed to the public, because it just looks more cute that way. We do have students who are disenfranchised. We have students that are coming out of colleges with, you know, bachelors in pottery making and women's studies, and they can't get employed because they really don't know anything. They are militant, and they're confused, and they're enjoying march-ins, sit-ins, because this is a lot of fun. That's one group of people that are comprising these disorders. Another group are communists. That sounds funny in this day and age, but they are card-carrying communists. They dislike immensely America, capitalism. They want the communist social structure and political structure in play. Black Lives Matter is a assimilated member of it. La Raza is another. And there are a number of groups that make up this communist umbrella. The third group, and what the report that I sent y'all talked about, also as being the most serious and dangerous, are the anarchists. These are people who literally despise America, the United States, law and order as the United States has it established. And they are working with great impunity to disrupt the Judeo-Christian heritage of the United States, the culture of the United States, the systems of the United States, and are actively recruiting young, predominantly white, which is interesting, predominantly young white males to join them. They are extremely well-trained, very connected. They're well-funded. It has been determined there's roughly 50,000 of these. Now, when you add communist groups and liberal socialists and all these students, of course, the numbers are inflated. But when you're looking at the anarchist groups, there are approximately 50 to 60,000 that make up the core of that. They literally are trained in social disruption. They are trained on how to shut down communities and disrupt businesses and to bring destruction. Now, that sounds funny maybe on the surface, like how do you bring destruction? Well, you just throw rocks. Well, okay, that would bring disruption. But when you get into higher forms of disorder where you literally destroy as well as disrupt a community's economic base, now you're looking at a little bit more serious, a little bit higher level of organization, and that's what these folks are doing. We've got all three factors working right now across this country. The thing that brings them together is that none of these three groups that I've identified at all believe in the conservative capitalistic modality. They no longer believe, or they've never believed, in the rule of law as the United States practices it. They don't believe in capitalism. They believe in the government taking care of everything and taking care of them. So there are some very serious problems. There are businesses that are very left-leaning. Ben & Jerry's, and I love Ben & Jerry's, but we've stopped eating Ben & Jerry's. But Ben & Jerry's, for instance, gives monies. I think the last time their records were made public last year, they gave over $20,000 to socialist and communist groups like this. But there are other groups, other companies, other organizations, other businesses that give serious monies to these three types of organizations.
Now, Lyle, these groups, are these new, or are these groups that have just basically come out of the woodwork here in the last, I don't know, since December? I mean, they've all been around, but they just haven't really been active. Is that correct?
Oh, great. That's a great point. They have been around, but they haven't been well organized within themselves, much less interactive. And now that has changed. Black Lives Matter, that's a rather newer, if we can, group or organization. It wasn't around 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But it's been around the last 2 to 3 years in a very demonstrative fashion. Black Lives Matter has teamed up with La Raza, that's been around for quite a while, and the Islamic fundamentalists. So there you have three separate groups, but they have now worked together for a common cause, which is to bring down the United States.
And do these
groups?
That's
a great question you're asking. That's a great question because some of these groups are newer, that's correct. Some, like La Raza, has been around for, oh my gosh, going back to the 70s, 1970s.
So as they pull together and work as a united front, are the folks that fund these groups, are they all on the same page as well? I mean, do they care if they fund Black Lives Matter that they're going to team up with La Raza or
the communists or the anarchists?
It doesn't matter.
Or
I mean, they all just still throw money at it, huh?
Uh-huh, yeah. Does not matter. Again, that's a really penetrating question. Does not matter. From what we're able to determine, the monies are going in. Let me give you a word picture, if I may. Somebody can find fault with this, and that's okay. I don't, you know, I'm too old.
Oh, we'll point
it right
out.
We just won't take their call. No problem.
my good friend, since I'm old enough, Mark Twain once said, it's difference of opinion that makes horse races. And it's, you know, I'm fine with that. Somebody has a difference of opinion. But let me give you a word picture because this might help explain. Let's say we have one pot and you and Aaron and myself and other, we're putting our $5, $20, $50,000, whatever, into this pot. Well, it's coming from various sources or means, if you will, but it all goes into one pot, and then it's distributed. So after we get our $10 and $20 and $50,000 and, you know, $1,000, and we add it all up, there's $75,000 or $200 million, whatever. Well, then it's dispersed. That's what's taking place. You have the lesbian and gay community that's actively involved with Black Lives Matter, La Raza, and Islamic fundamentalists. I get a kick out of that because if you look at Islamic teachings, they despise the lesbian gay movement.
And that's why I asked the question. I mean, they absolutely are polar opposites. They don't believe in the same thing, but yet they'll fight side by side for communism.
But no. Stick with, if I may, if you'll play with me on this, for what? Go ahead and answer your own question. You're not going to be wrong. I mean, what's going on here? When you have various communist and radical socialist groups, and then you have anarchy groups that are neo-Nazi, pro-fascist groups coming together, well, how can they all do that? Well, what's their common enemy? What's their common goal?
Bring down the government.
Right, bring down the government and its various levels, institutions. Not just the economics of the United States, but the law and order, the administration of how our government functions. You've got the entire capitalistic corporate structure, business. I mean, they'll attack business. I get a kick out of the Berkeley riot that just took place, where these people were throwing chairs and stones and rocks or something at Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where do they think the money comes from?
Well, I was going to say you're biting the hand that feeds.
Right, and I guess that's another part of my question is
why do they continue to support?
Why? What are they looking to gain? Let's say they are very effective at bringing down these different programs. What do they think they're going to replace it with?
Oh, they haven't thought that far through. Except, I'm sure if you get into the communist groups here, they are adherents at bringing in the Communist Manifesto to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their goal is, to do away with the Judeo-Christian heritage of the United States and to do away with our capitalistic republic. They want to institute a communist government and culture, if you will, in the United States. So that's their goal, and whatever they have to do to achieve it, they don't really care.
And that's because they can look around the world and see how successful all the other communist nations are?
I can't tell you that this is rational.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's totally not rational.
Students, yeah, if you look at the students, for instance, that were earmarked on what's considered still in many circles traditional media, which I don't think they are, but anyway, traditional media, they had the cameras on these young 20-year-olds leading the charge, if you will. Most of them are ploys. They're being used. They are the liberal socialists that are coming out of the higher educational system that basically is socialistic anyway and leans toward communism. They're not really militant. They're used to create dysfunction. They're used for sit-ins and marches. They're on the tip of the sword, if you will. They're expendable.
Sure, and they make it look like it's a big protest.
Yeah. And I mean, they're the ones that really, personality-wise, have a tendency toward histrionic personality. You're kidding about my background. But histrionic personalities, personalities by nature, by diagnostic criteria, are usually pervasive and excessive emotional. They'll become emotional over a drop of a hat. They're attention-seeking. They love thrills. A histrionic personality lives for the moment and lives for that emotionality rush. And if they can't get it, then they start to fall apart and crumble. So they're constantly looking for reinforcement. You take people like that, they don't think rationally, they don't think long term, they don't really have a plan. And if you look at Waters' World, that's the TV, okay,
right.
A lot of times he'll be talking to 20-somethings. And a lot of them are histrionic. They're very emotionally based. They're not rational. They really don't have any insight, very little insight. They're very impressionistic. They lack detail. You ask them a very specific question, they really can't answer it. They don't know. They don't really have an answer. They're just living in the moment. Well, that's kind of a histrionic individual, and you'll see that in these riots up the front. They're the ones, the young kids, that are the foot soldiers, if you will. The communists really are a different breed. They are the thinkers. They are the ones that are attempting to push together all their different groups, like I said, Black Lives Matter, La Raza, et cetera, et cetera, and come together for a common bond, and that is to overthrow the United States. The anarchists are the ones that really are the deeper thinkers. They're more organized. They're the ones usually behind the pack. They're the ones that are the enforcers, that are pushing the people forward. They're the ones that will take the young kids as they start to turn and run away and stop them and turn them back into the fray. The anarchists are far more organized than anyone ever thought. If you go back, and none of you are old enough, I am, but you go back to the 1968 Chicago convention for president, and there was big turmoil with Hubert Humphrey, the Vietnam War and all that. You saw anarchists there. Well, those people have now grown up, and they are in their 60s, and they're organizing a lot of this. They are the former socialists. They're the former members of different communist parties. But now they're old enough and, quote-unquote, wise enough that they have organized a lot of this. And that's what we're seeing from a law enforcement standpoint is this is not just a bunch of kids that are disingenuous or disagreeing with, be it Trump or the policies of the United States. These are very serious and dedicated individuals who intend to collapse the United States.
Well, now, what if...
Hold on. We have to take a really quick break.
All right, I have a burning question.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we'll hit it when we come back.
Do you want to throw out some histrionics for us so we can illustrate what this looks like?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Do you feel terrified?
I'm not terrified, but I want to talk about these college professors that get these kids all cranked up, and then they want to stand back and go, "Oh my God, they're burning down the Starbucks."
But they don't say that. They don't.
No, they don't.
They disappear.
Yeah, they're victims.
Well, you guys are right on.
Yeah, so
you're right. A lot of this is taught in higher education.
They're giving them the day off of classes. I mean, we had a student in talking last week.
It's being taught in high schools also and junior highs. It's dribbled all the way down that far. Most Americans are still asleep. They still don't really get it.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back because I see that as a
well. We can't think about it because then no one could hear us. So we'll have to talk about it.
All right, we'll talk.
If we act it out, they can't hear it either.
I'm gonna karate chop you is what I'm gonna do.
I have to go because Bill's gonna karate chop me. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. So we could have predicted the future had we paid attention to the words in that song, huh?
Oh, I think you just go back and listen to about 90% of the 60s and 70s music, and you'll find what's coming next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So, Lyle, let's get back on this thing with the with the professors.
Focus.
And don't you think that they're partly responsible for lighting these kids up and turning them loose And then they want to cry. Oh my gosh, they're breaking windows!
But they don't ever say anything. They don't.
They act appalled. Like, I mean, no, they don't even do that.
They don't even do that.
Yeah, they're happy. What's the matter with them?
One of the instigators in the Berkeley riot teaches on the faculty, and he's become identified. His picture's been put forward publicly, which was quite a shock to the movement because they made it look like Berkeley, the faculty staff, were separated out and had no knowledge of this, which turned out to be false. So true to your statement there, we find across the country a lot of faculty in many places, not just the main universities, but junior colleges are not just leftward leaning, but they really promote an Agenda 21, which is a communist agenda. Agenda 21, or now it's called Agenda for the 21st Century or Agenda 2030. I mean, there's a couple of different names.
Well, they have to keep changing the name because they get
found out. Yeah, they keep it more relevant. That's how they figure. But it's communism. And people still, we have the Super Bowl in about an hour or so, and so everything's good. We have Super Bowl and, you know, things are fine. But all the while here, you have people who have adhered to the communist platform. And this is just sounds so funny to talk about today, especially if you look out your windows in Northern California and you see a lot of beautiful landscape, et cetera, and life is a little bit more serene. So it's hard to believe that while you're looking out your windows there or going about your normal activities, there are people who are attempting to bring down the United States and do not want America first. One of the rallying cries between all these groups is against Trump because Trump has very clearly stated, make America great. And that's our rallying cry to put America first. So you asked earlier in the program what might be one tie that brings them all together. You can take a look at the immigration executive order he signed, banning immigration for about 90 days until they could kind of figure out what's going on here. And that was one thing that brought all of these groups together, is that he is attempting to literally put America and America's interests first. And all of these different groups detest that. And when you've grown up in high school and college not learning the history of the United States, the foundations of this country, why we have fought the wars we have, and what our belief systems are, much less how we were founded, well, then you'll fall for anything. And that's what's taking place, is that you have a lot of socialists, for instance, liberal socialists coming out of college who have no foundation in the United States history, economic system, our belief systems, our philosophies. There's no foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're willing to go along with anything that seems kind of very exciting and new. The other thing adding to that is, again, you've got a lot of people who are frustrated, angry, scared, because there are no jobs. They virtually, our economy is in some serious, serious trouble. And when you have people graduating from graduate schools who have no idea what they can do, they have no idea where they can get a job. They're just floundering. That's going to add to this emotionality that we've been talking about. And they'll feed off of this. So when you have anarchists who know how to motivate people, and they do, and they know how to psychologically stir people up, and they do, well, all they have to do is look for a pool of people that are histrionic, and there's a huge pool out there of young people in their 20s who have no foundation. No real foundation. And so they're easy, they're culpable to get caught up in something like this, and that's what we're seeing.
And I think what you're saying is it really holds true. When you look at these interviews, when they go out and they talk to the kids holding the signs and protesting, they all function really well in a large group. They're loud, they scream and
correct.
Shout, and they're organized. But if you pull them out and talk to them one-on-one, you really
no
see how much they really know or don't know. They don't have a clue. They have no concept of American history. They don't know who our government leaders are. They don't really even know what the hell they're protesting half the time.
Go ahead, and again, that's just a great segue here, because the signs, those are all made up. The signs are pre-printed. A lot of money goes into all of this stuff, which is lost on the masses. But here's a quote from an interview being asked of one of the rioters in Berkeley. It sounds to me that you're demonstrating against Trump. What is it against Mr. Trump that you don't like? Well, I neither love nor hate Trump. I agree with about half of what he's done and disagree with the other half. But I can look at it rationally. I am not part of any political party, and I have no agenda other than living a life of freedom and peace. When his actions align with that, I'm pleased. When his actions threaten my freedom or peace, I'm displeased. But for the love of cats, I can be displeased without sending myself on fire, sobbing on camera,
yeah,
and doing all sorts of terrorist right. things. Well, what the hell did you just say?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I got hung up on the love of cats. I was like, what?
Yeah, where did that come in?
Yeah, where did that come in?
And I was quoting. This was a quote. I mean, what? I mean, I have to tell you guys, and I'm old, but it's like, it hurts my head sometimes watching this stuff, because it's just like, I really don't follow it. I can't. It's worse than seventh grade dribble.
I had a conversation with a young woman last week who is a teacher. Okay. She's a teacher, and after listening to her for I'll give her 4 minutes, even though I think it was 10. It just felt like 10. Everything she said, I feel like it's so scary. I feel like everything is so out of control. I feel this. I feel that. I feel the other thing. I feel that. And I said, you know, sweetie, I'm old, and I get it. I'm older than you are. And you know what? I'm just going to say something that might be shocking, but if you can, like, hear me out, maybe it'll make sense to you sometime later. I said, you know, honestly, I got to tell you, nobody cares how you feel. And it was like dead silence. And she goes, well, what? And I said, but see, in fairness, you don't care how I feel either. She goes, no, I do. I said, no, you don't. You didn't call me to find out how I feel. Do you want to listen to me for the rest of the day and come and be in charge of my feelings? I mean, and I want an answer. She goes, well, no. I said, that's what I'm saying. So let's talk about fact. You've been led down this weird road where you get to discuss feelings about everything. I said, you know, you'll be a happier wife. You'll be a better mom. You'll be a better employee if you just blow the feelings thing off and deal in facts. It's much easier. Much, much easier.
God, what a hard case you
what
are.
A hag.
Boy, no wonder I had a hard time getting on today. My feelings were hurt.
No
and they
kidding.
Wouldn't let me through.
But I mean, you know, on behalf of all the people who really wanted to say that, it's like, okay, you know, and the thing is, by the end of the conversation, she goes, well, I do kind of understand what you're saying. I said, seriously, try it for a whole day. Like put a rubber band around your wrist and snap it really hard every time you use the word feelings. Because feelings are stupid and nobody cares about them, for real. You know, it's
when
just
you go back to the when you go back to an educational system that no longer, and I taught at two universities, and I saw this years ago. It was just beginning, and it was scary. You had university-level students. We're not talking high school, junior high now. We're talking university level. And they were no longer trained or even interested in critical thinking.
Yes.
They just wanted to know what was on the test so they could study to the test and get past the class and move on. They could care less about learning. They could care less about becoming critical thinkers. And when you ask them open-ended questions, they would melt. They're like little buttercups. They couldn't deal with this. They wanted to know closed-ended questions. For instance, if you said, our founding fathers believed in freedom, okay, you could disagree with that, but that's a simple, closed statement. But if you turned that around and said, what was the belief system of our founding fathers? Oh, my gosh. I mean, they couldn't deal with that. They couldn't answer the question clearly, and they did not know how to go and investigate how to find the answers, so then they could come back and discuss it. Even if they discussed it in a difference of opinion, at least they were thinking about it. That's not taught anymore. You're not taught in a higher level of training, be it universities, grad schools, how to be critical thinkers. You're not taught how to get past your feelings and get into a problem or a topic or a subject matter and dissect it and look at it. It's not done. They've dumped down these people.
It's going to be really hard to teach those people how to.
That girl, the female that phoned you, that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, spooky. It's totally spooky. Well, we need to take a really quick break or our advertisers' feelings will be hurt. And the station owner, his feelings will be hurt, and his wife's, her feelings. Oh, yeah. Will be, you know, we're going to hurt everybody's feelings if we don't take a quick break.
Yeah, but, so stop it right
but
now.
But I can guarantee you'll feel better if you go to WeThePeopleRadio.us and look at some of the fun stuff we have on there.
I'm going
to
go get a puppy.
And if you sponsor us, you'll feel a lot better. We have a puppy in the car.
You didn't play with my crayons, did you?
That sounds a little creepy. I got to go.
Nothing more than feeling. Trying to forget my feelings of love.
Whee! Look who's coming!
Here comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown.
My favorite song.
Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone.
And I melted her by saying nobody cares about her feelings.
Yep, that was into her. Susie,
you're such a hater.
Well, I was.
Great music. That's great music.
That's a good one, huh? We're going to have to play that all year.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, you know, just from a... I think I already know the depressing answer, but okay, from a professional point of view here, with all your advanced degrees on how people actually think and work, how do we fix these people or get around them or shut them up or I don't know, whatever we do with them?
Oh, no, 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 no.
What do we do with these people?
You have to set down very clear and strong boundaries, and then you have to enforce them. You're not going to fix these people.
Oh, so you mean the police standing around, not doing anything during these, quote, protests while they burn down the Starbucks, et cetera? That's probably not sending the right message?
Yeah, very clearly. That's actually aiding and abetting these folks because it's sending mixed messages. They already have a disrespect and an opinion of law enforcement that's not going to be fixed by sitting and reasoning with them. They are already emotionally and somewhat psychologically, meaning their thought processes, are out of control. They need very strong boundaries. And then those boundaries have to be enforced immediately and repetitively because they will violate them. And it's a slow repetition of enforcing boundaries. It's sort of like raising a child because that's what you're doing. You're raising children who happen to be 28, 29, 30 years of age, but they are emotionally really stunted. They're crippled. I'm being very candid. I'm not being funny. They're really crippled. We've got a very, very horrendous situation. Budding in our country. We've got maybe two generations of people who, man, are not going to be very productive.
Yeah. And I just, and so then, okay, add to them the other folks that are just mad that things didn't go their way in November.
Right. Well, could I jump in on that?
Yeah, please.
When you have a former president of the United States, Obama, who is only out of office 2-3 weeks, and he's encouraging these types of riots. Come on, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah, that's.
And so they see this, they hear this, they see and hear that type of dribble coming at them to encourage them. That's all the encouragement they really need to continue in their maladaptive ways. We've got a serious problem here, guys.
Yeah. And it really is not a respecter of age. It isn't just people in their 20s.
No, it's not. No. In fact, that's a great question. In New York, just last week, in Brooklyn, 1,000 Yemeni American stores did a bodega strike. Now, bodega is a wine. So 1,000 of Yemeni Americans, which is interesting, but 1,000 Yemeni people of Yemeni background, closed their stores, be it various ma-and-pa stores, wineries, corner groceries, things like that, and went to the Brooklyn Hall to pray and rally against Trump. They're so upset over Trump and what he's doing that they had to call a strike, disrupt all that commerce and employees, and take off and have a day of prayer and rallying in Brooklyn. Now, why did I throw that in there? Because across this nation, what we are seeing is a breakdown of the culture of the United States. We are seeing literally the breakdown of what has been encouraged for many years now, which is you do not have to come to the United States and assimilate.
Right. No, you don't have to show your allegiance. You don't. You used to have to do all
and
that.
And the last
8 years,
it was all about, you know, how to be wounded. We are, believe it or not, out of time. How crazy
really?
Is that?
I know.
It's wrong.
You got the clock. Who's running it?
I know. You need to have you back for like a 2-hour stint. There's just so much
there
stuff.
There is a lot to talk about.
You have to let me in on the phone. I can't get through the phone. Okay. You guys are wonderful guests, hosts. I mean, thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. We will have you on again because we think you're awesome. Have a fun Super Bowl Sunday.
Checks in the mail. Checks in the mail.
Yes.
Bye, y'all. Have a great time in Northern California. Go Packers.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
All righty, folks. You've been listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.